Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Sunday, my friends, and welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, there's only one place to start, and that's with Chelsea, as their owner, Roman Abramovich, says he's handing the stewardship of the club over to trustees of its charitable foundation. Here's all the reaction with AP's global sports correspondent Rob Harris on game day. Your verdict on TalkSport.
In a statement, the Russian billionaire said, "During my nearly 20-year ownership of Chelsea FC, I've always viewed my role as a custodian of the club, whose job it is ensuring that we are as successful as we can be today, as well as build for the future, while also playing a positive role in our communities. I have always taken decisions with the club's best interest at heart. I remain committed to these values. That's why I'm today giving trustees of Chelsea's charitable foundation the stewardship and care of Chelsea FC. I believe that currently they're in the best position to look after the interests of the club, the players, the staff and the fans."
On the face of it, it obviously took a lot of people by surprise. Suddenly drops on a Saturday evening saying he's giving the trustees stewardship and care of Chelsea FC. But once starting to make a few calls, speak around and delve into it, it's perhaps not as dramatic as it might seem. He's not planning to sell the club. And if we look at who actually is the chair of the foundation, it's Bruce Buck, who is also the chair of Chelsea FC. So what this really is about is Roman Abramovich saying for now he's not going to be involved in the decision making of the club himself while still owning it.
Now on to Saturday's football, and Marcelo Bielsa's future as Leeds manager is looking uncertain after they were thrashed 4-0 at home to Spurs in the early kickoff. That game was of course live on TalkSport. "Oh, but they play such lovely football." "Yeah, but they got smashed again." "Yeah, but they play lovely football. We love the football." "Yeah, but they got beat again." Now, here's the former Aston Villa captain, Gabby Agbonlahor, the Leeds midfielder, Adam Forshaw, and the former England defender, Mickey Gray, who gave their thoughts on his future.
"Leeds have been battered by Spurs.
It's so easy.
Leeds United have now broke the record for the most goals conceded in a month of Premier League football. In the shortest month of the year. February's only got 28 days. And there is the full-time whistle and boos from Elland Road. Marcelo Bielsa must be sitting uncomfortably on that bucket because Leeds are collapsing like a sandcastle in the waves.
I worry for them. I really do.
And unless they start reversing this slide, the tide will take them into the Championship. They were woeful today."
"You have conceded so many goals over the course of this month, 20 in five games. How difficult is that and what do you put it down to?"
Well, that's the magic question. If we knew the answer to that, then hopefully we'd have been able to put it right.
"He's been at this club quite a while, actually, but he's not getting anything out of that team."
"We believe in the manager. He's done an absolutely unbelievable job at this club. He's a legend of the club and will go down in history. And you know, we stick with him constantly and obviously we'll run to the very last minute for him."
"I've just witnessed a game there where I'm still scratching my head as to what system Leeds United were playing."
"Of course, it's not good enough. And yeah, we've got a week now before Leicester to put it right and start being a lot more resolute."
"There's a point in time where you point the finger at the manager, you point the finger at the players, and I'm not seeing anything from them."
"You know, we've got quality in the squad and there's a lot of points to play for, so we could be looking in 2 or 3 weeks' time. We've put a run together of games and we're in a better position, so I think we should definitely hold on to that.
TalkSport sources understand Marcelo Bielsa has left his role as Leeds United coach by mutual consent. Let's speak to Paul, the Leeds fan.
I think it's really, really poor. I think after three amazing seasons, if we can't support him the first time that we're really up against it, I think it's really, really poor.
Not only was it a bad result, the performance was terrible. And I think that just compounded everything.
At first, you have to give Bielsa a lot of respect for what he'd done. You know, for Leeds, so many managers tried to get Leeds promoted. He did it. You know, he kept them up in his first season, did an outstanding job. They shocked everyone. But everyone's found him out.
You can't keep making the same mistakes. Mm. You can't keep going down the same road, playing this incredible man-for-man, expansive game of football.
They would have hated to make this decision, Faye, but Leeds are bigger than Bielsa, and Leeds want to stay in the Premier League, so they've made the right decision for me.
There has to be a point where Marcelo Bielsa says, this is not working. You can't get beat 7-6-4-6 and think it's okay.
Elsewhere, Christian Eriksen made his return to the Premier League, but Brentford were beaten 2-0 at home to Newcastle. Here's how a bumper game day sounded across the TalkSport network.
So get comfortable, because this could be another thrill ride. Spurs haven't kept a clean sheet since New Year's Day. Leeds haven't kept one since November. The only prediction I'll make today is that there will be goals. And Son, who's taken it down, he's through on goal. He's rifled it past him. It's a brilliant finish, and it's nothing more than Tottenham Hotspur deserve.
Let me just be silent for a moment and let the emotions of the Brentford Community Stadium take over, because here comes Christian Eriksen.
One happy man to have been through what I've been through, my family, to be back again here is a wonderful feeling, and I'm just happy that it's happened, really.
Palace 1, Burnley 0, Schlupp the goal scorer, Olise the provider from the right-hand side.
And then it's Fabian Scher who's pushed forward, who's just taken the touch out of Rico Henry, slides in Willock inside the box, 2-0! What a counter-attack from Newcastle United.
Should be game over. Brighton 0, Aston Villa 2. This is so, so simple as far as Aston Villa are concerned.
It took just about 40 seconds in the second half for them to be drawn back level. Milivojevic own goal.
Watford a wonderful rearguard action, and they've come away with a very well-deserved point. Frustration in Manchester. It's Manchester United 0, Watford 0.
Out to Bernardo Silva on the left-hand side, driven in low. Bit of a deflection. Foden's in there, and Manchester City have taken the lead. Phil Foden has poached a goal with 9 minutes left to play.
Now, looking ahead to today's action, and Liverpool face Chelsea in the final of the Carabao Cup, of course, with the first piece of silverware up for grabs. Unless, of course, you count the World Club Cup thingy that Chelsea won, then of course it's not the first piece of silverware. But no one does count that, and nor should they. Oh, we're world champions. No, you're not. Here's the Liverpool captain, Jordan Henderson, Chelsea boss Thomas Tickle Tuckle, and the fun boy, Jason Cundy, who have all been looking ahead to the game at Wembley.
It's the Liverpool fans that celebrate. They have got the job done and make it through to the League Cup final for the first time in 6 years.
It's a final that we want to win. We want to use it, yeah, as a platform to give us a big confidence boost going into the business end of the season.
When you get to a final and you're Liverpool and you're Chelsea, you want to win it.
They are the favourites because of recent form and recent results.
I couldn't name the midfielder they're going to play, but whoever it will be, you know it's going to be a difficult afternoon. I can see Chelsea letting Liverpool have possession, sitting deep, and they might do something on the break.
I know how quickly football can change. At the minute, we're in a good moment and we need to continue on that form, continue on that path. Right until the end of the season.
Jota round the keeper, and they run over to the Liverpool fans who celebrate ecstatically away to our right-hand side.
It's a cup final and one that we want to win, so we'll do absolutely everything to make sure we bring the trophy home.
To play against teams, a coach from Jurgen is not only pure pleasure, because they give you a hard time.
Liverpool squad, by the way, is as good as they've ever had in the Premier League right now.
You could argue they're close to having a second 11 at Man City.
I think their squad is as good as I've seen.
Mm.
This is the best squad Klopp's had.
He wants trophies. He's now a massive part of the fabric of that football club in the history, of course, but you know, he just cements that even further by winning more trophies.
We're facing him with a very strong Liverpool team on a very strong run of games, run of results in brilliant form.
Round the back to Havertz, inside the area, tucks it low, hits the defender, goes in, and Chelsea have an early lead.
It's never going to be easy against Chelsea. They're a world-class team.
Chelsea are a horrible team to play against. We don't control games, yet we're always in it.
We know very well what it takes to have a tough match against them, and we feel confident that we have everything what it takes, and now we need to show it.
They've got a very good squad. You've seen what they've won recently over the last year or so.
Domestically, I think Tuchel's had problems, but, you know, three trophies in 18 months is quite remarkable.
I just think in the two sides, the difference of form is quite stark. Liverpool look like a very cohesive, potent, together unit, and Chelsea look clunky and dysfunctional.
I'm going to go with Chelsea just because Simon's gone with Liverpool.
That seems logical. Well thought out.
Just to annoy him.
I don't see Chelsea scoring. I'm going to go for a 1-0. Liverpool.
I think it might go extra time. I'm going to go 1-1, 90 minutes. Both teams to score. And I'm going to say Liverpool just edge it.
It'll be a tough test, but at the same time, I feel as though we've got fantastic players here. We're a good team ourselves. And if we perform to the level we're capable of, then we can give them a good game.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And of course, you can hear the Carabao Cup final live on TalkSport with the build-up starting at 3 p.m. today. And we end today's podcast with some predictions for that game with a whole host of TalkSport favourites. That's weird, I don't remember being asked to do this bit.
Hello, I'm Jason Cundy.
And I'm James Cundy.
And we're looking ahead to the Carabao Cup final live on TalkSport this coming Sunday afternoon.
Oxlade-Chamberlain just on as a substitute. Puts it across it. Money! 2-0 to Liverpool. Wide towards Mount. Breaks into the penalty area. And Mason Mount comes up with the opening goal.
I'm going for a 1-1. I think it's going to go to penalties. But I think the Chelsea are going to come out on top 4-3.
I agree with you, James. I think it's going to go to penalties. And after that, who knows? Go on to Chelsea.
Hi, I'm Tony Cascarino, former Chelsea striker, and my prediction for the Carabao Cup final on Sunday is 2-1 Liverpool.
There's an expectation now as a team, as players, to win trophies. I think one trophy minimum a season is what we need to be achieving.
My name's Adi Oladipo, host of The Social on TalkSport 2. Really looking forward to this weekend's Carabao Cup final. I think this is Liverpool's to lose, isn't it? I mean, Liverpool are going to win this game, surely. I'm going for Liverpool 3-1. It's going to happen, has to happen, will happen.
Hi, I'm Ryan, Liverpool fan and boxing editor on TalkSport. I think this weekend's going to be 4-1 to Liverpool and Salah's going to bag a hat-trick.
Rory Jennings here, Chelsea fan and regular guest on The Social on TalkSport 2, feeling terrified about the League Cup final this weekend. It's Liverpool, it's Salah, it's Klopp, it's Mane, it's terrifying. The best I can predict is a 1-1 draw. and Chelsea win it on penalties. Kepa Arrizabalaga to the rescue again.
Kepa is so good in training and in the games. Meanwhile, that actually he could be the number one, yes. He is not because we have Mendy.
If he delivers a league carp and nothing else, I think he's going to be in jeopardy.
And, of course, we'll have all the reaction to the Carabao Cup final on tomorrow's podcast. So that's it for another podcasty thingy-majiggy. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure, of course, you hit that subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time. I thought Durham does Monday. Yeah, he's not. I'm doing Monday this week and then Tuesday, Wednesday. Anyway, I'm alongside the super Andy Townsend. All two Andys on the show. That means nothing, does it? Anyway, we'll, of course, be taking your calls on all the games that did go ahead this weekend. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks with Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And, of course, above all, remember, come on, the Chelsea.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.